there is a theme throughout Sefer Bereishis and throughout some of Shmos where we see that there is goats. Goats come up. Where do we see goats first? Of course, the most famous is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is told to bring by his mother two goats in order so that he can go and go to his father and receive the brachos that his father wants to give to Esav. Goats. Okay, well, fast forward a little bit. We have Mechiras Yosef. What is it that the brothers use on Yosef's coat? They use goat blood. Right? They dip it in the blood of goats. Okay, go a little bit further. How is it that the payment that Yehuda offers to the Zona, who turns out to be his daughter-in-law Tamar, again, goats. And let's take it one more step. Klal Yisrael are ready to go out of Egypt, but God says you have to bring the Korban Pesach. What is the Korban Pesach? It's goats. Why is that? It's a great question. Rabbi David Foreman has a beautiful answer, but first, Rabbi Foreman points out that the blood on the doorpost is so bizarre. But he says it's not so bizarre if you really think about what it is. He says there's a door, it's sealed, and there's blood all around it. It's not the prettiest of pictures, but Rabbi Foreman points out that that's likely symbolic of birth. Of course, birth is the same thing. Blood surrounds an opening, and then the baby comes out. What is the baby, and what's the opening? But Foreman points out that the baby is the Jewish people. The Jewish people who are being born at the night of Korban Pesach, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. God says, I am creating you as a people. Yes, you've been together in bondage for all these years, but when you go out purposefully, what are you doing? You're becoming a nation. And here's the great part about it. A nation can only be if there's some common goal behind them. What's the Jewish people's common goal? It's going to reach its climax at Matan Torah. When the Jewish people stand around Har Sinai and say, Nasa v'nishma, and they receive and accept the Torah, that's it. That's where they've arrived. But how did they get there? They got there on the night of Korban Pesach, because what is the mandate of the Korban Pesach? The Korban Pesach is a goat. And what happens at that goat? We look back at all the previous goats. And we say, isn't it just one goat after another after another? They're all, in a certain sense, scapegoats. It's a way of Yaakov pushing aside perhaps what he should have done and being dishonest with his father. With Yosef, it becomes the same thing. We can't deal with Yosef. Send him off. And even Yehuda, it's how he pays his indiscretion off. That's what all these goats are. Comes the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, comes Korban Pesach. What does Korban Pesach say? That's not what it's all about. No. Celebrate Avot, celebrate it. There's unity. We all get along. We all come together. We join. And then we all walk out. Because we can only walk out as a nation if and only if we come together as a group. Such an amazing insight and such truth. Isn't that the greatness of the Jewish people? The Jewish people can only be successful. It can only work when we look at the goats and say they're not scapegoats, but they're the goats of unity. They're the goats of purpose. They're the goats that bind us together. The Jewish people were looking back that night and saying, we are letting go. Letting go of painful baggage. Letting go of all these historical mess-ups. And we're going to walk forward. We're going to come out that door, celebrate, I won't celebrate it, as one unified people. That is truly greatness. And that's what the Jews attempt to achieve that night, successfully doing so and setting for us the example going forward. Have a great day.